Set on that one.
All right, there we go.
Phil Burgess to the lens, please. Phil Burgess to the lens. There's a Jane Snow joke. And...
We're joined in the media center by Funny Car number one qualifier here at the U.S. Nationals, Jack Beckman. Jack, your time of 3.861 at 330.07 miles per hour puts you in that top spot. You've had an incredible weekend so far, a very, very consistent race car. How are you looking for Monday?
I mean, I don't want to say we've been perfect because we weren't low of every run, but I think we've been as close to perfect as a Funny Car has been lately, and tomorrow's conditions should be different. I don't know that we have a huge advantage if the sun's out and the track's a lot hotter, but I think psychologically, everybody on our team is revved up, and I think that's so important to set the tone that you know that you could be the best. And as quick as our cars run, I think the most impressive thing has been that 335-mile-an-hour time slip from the last run.
Absolutely. Tomorrow is the biggest event of the year. Does that gear you up any more than any other event?
No, because I don't think you can. I mean, like, picture you're going to the Olympics and, you've done 10,000 high dives in your life, and all of a sudden you tell yourself, well, this is the most important one, and you screw something up. I think as a driver, people use these sports idioms about digging deep and finding the extra gear, and I think that pertains to the fourth quarter with the quarterback with a sprained wrist, where you just got to figure out how to get through it. We're sitting in a car for 15 minutes and driving for a minute 52. I don't think that you need to try harder to do well in the car. So I feel like I'm doing the best that I can. Tomorrow's race day, I think you got to be flawless because you don't know if you're going to go out there and smoke the tires against the number 16 qualifier, and you have to be ready to catch it. Tomorrow, it's not about ET slips. It's about Tomorrow, it's not about ET slips. It's about wind lines. You don't even have to be good. You just have to be better than the car in the other lane. You guys writing this down? It's like flowing. Like
it's stuff.
Yes.
Like 5-1.
Yeah, I was thinking oral diarrhea, but whatever. Your metaphor is better. Hi, Kevin.
Any questions for Jack?
Don't quote me on that, please. Can we not?
Thank you.
Yeah, talk about all those points.
I'm sorry, the questions have closed. You didn't raise your hand. Yeah, 26 points in qualifying. So before they readjusted the points format, the max you could get, because Indy's an extra qualifying run, would have been 3 times 5 plus 8, right? So what's that, 23 points. We did even better than that with the new bonus formula. 26 points, almost a round. And more important, I think if you do the math, it might have taken an extra round out of the difference between us and Caps tomorrow. And look, we're not racing for a championship tomorrow. We're racing to reset the points and get a seed for racing in the championship. But 10 points might be the difference at the end of the year. Caps and I were within 2 points of each other in 2012. If you had a crystal ball and you knew it didn't matter, okay, but we don't. Every point potentially matters right now, and 26 is pretty darn impressive.
I think about the field, almost an all 3 second field, record bump.
Oh, it was bittersweet because Jim Campbell comes up, goes 4.015, and I think becomes the quickest non-qualifier in Funny Car history, I think. Yeah. And then the next pair, Phil Burkhart and Justin Schrieffer, if either one of them runs in the threes, we've made history. And both of them are shut off with an oil leak. I have never seen that happen in my life. Just, it's kind of bittersweet, but still, the fans got treated to the quickest Funny Car field in history.
Right, and Tom Hill as well.
Well, no, I think we gave them the money's worth. You know what, I'm still a fan. And at the end of qualifying, at the end of the race day, if you feel like we gave them their ticket price and then some, they're coming back next year.
Thank you.
See what you started? See that?